Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. Now I have a greater passion to love my Lord. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. God is so great, yet it seems so far. When I talk to Him, it seems that He doesn't even hear. How can I love God whom I cannot see? But this is my dream, the goal of my life. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee, to love You, Lord, is a great command. Lord, I want to love You more, fall in love with You so deeply. Lord, show me how to love You more. I don't want to serve without loving You.
If any man really loves me, he will keep my commandments. Lord, I am meditating on Your word
so I can love You more.
Lord, please told me to keep Your commandments.
What have You told me that I'm not doing?
Where have You sent I'm not going? Am I holding back? I want to sacrifice all for You. By loving You with all of my heart.
So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love You, Lord, is a great command. Lord, I want to love You more, fall in love with You so deeply. Lord, show me how to love You, Lord. I don't want to serve without loving You. Oh
God, thank You for loving me first, and also for choosing me first. I want to love You back as hard as I can,
'cause You love me first.
I want to be just like Jesus. He who loved the Father so. I know that I have not seen, that ear has not heard, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. That is why I
want to love You more. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love You, Lord, is a great command. Lord, I want to love You more, fall in love with You so deep. Show me how to love You, Lord. I don't want to serve without loving You.
Oh, I'm getting closer to You. I'm gonna keep loving You until the end. called a friend of God. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee, to love You, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love You more, fall in love with You so deep. Now show me how to love You more. I don't wanna serve without loving You. Now show me how to love You, Lord. I don't wanna serve without loving You. Oh.
Hallelujah. Amen. How many believe that the Lord is your shepherd? And because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want for anything. There's nothing that you cannot want for anything. Hallelujah. Do you believe the Lord is your shepherd? Do you believe the Lord is your shepherd? So are you in love with the Lord? Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus. I shall not want. Amen. We got to know that God is a serious provider. Serious. If God says He will do it, He will do it. If He has said it, He means it. And if He means it, He will do it. Hallelujah. And I see the Lord doing it for you in Jesus' name. And He said God doesn't delay. He said God is not early, and He's not also late. I tell you, for whatever you are going through, I'm here to tell that God is still on time. He's not early and He's not late. He's right on time. And may God be right on time for your life in the name of Jesus. Some of you need some kind of solutions, answers, and it's not coming. But I tell you, God has timed it. He has timed it. He has timed it to coincide with the right time where your joy will be so full. I say, wow! I didn't know that God was up to something. So He's doing it for you. And He has done it for you. Those who believe are receiving it in Jesus' name. And those who believe it, shout amen! If you shouted, it means He has done it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, He is a serious provider. That is why David said that if I, David, man, I'm a shepherd and I'm able to keep my sheep to the extent that I'm able to fight lions for my sheep to be kept, how much more God. You get it? So if the Lord is your shepherd, Charlie, me, I'm your shepherd. You get it? And I wish I could do so much for you, but I am limited. You get it? But there is the chief shepherd. There's the great shepherd of the sheep. There is the good shepherd, the shepherd of shepherds, who sees your needs, who knows your needs, sees your tears, knows your every movement, and He's the one shepherding you. Man, if it was insurance, I say, man, you are covered. Hallelujah. There's no better insurance than this one. I say, man, you are what? You are covered. There's no insurance than this. So that's why you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You get it? You walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And some of you, some valleys you are walking through right now. Hey! It's more than the shadow of death. Some issues and some problems. If you are asleep and you are not fortunate and you feel like wee-wee, and the wee-wee comes around even 2:15, when they sleep, it should be sweetest. And you go and wee-wee and remember where you are walking in the valley of the shadow of death. The sleep just leaves your eyes off where you are. It leaves your eyes and you can't sleep again and you'll be tossing on your pillow. But I'm here to tell you something. No matter where you are walking at, the valleys you are walking through, the problems you are looking at, Bible says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall fear no evil. Hey! Tell your friend, don't be afraid. Whatever you are going through, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Because sometimes some of these things, you see, they put fear into you. And when fear comes, the devil have a gateway into your life. And the shadow of death you are walking in, no one knows. Hallelujah. So God will provide. And he's a good provider. We realize that God is our shepherd. And we are the sheep. Hallelujah. We are the sheep. Until you see yourself as sheep, God cannot shepherd you. Do you get it? So you have to, first of all, belong to God's pasture so that you'll be part of what God is doing in the lives of your people. And if you are a sheep and you are with God, that is where you will not lack anything. Hallelujah. Somebody. Wonderful. Now, verse 2. He says that he leadeth me beside the still waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You know, sheep, they eat grass. And somebody says that sheep go where the grass is green. That's why sometimes you see when it's not raining at certain places, they walk very far to go and seek pasture where there's rain and there's enough grass for them. Amen. So for sheep to sleep in grass, green grass, it means the sheep is sleeping in providence. Whatever the sheep needs to feed himself is what he is sleeping in. May you sleep in your blessings in the name of Jesus. It means anytime the sheep wants to eat, the grass around is green, and then the sheep eats. This is provision. Provision. Hallelujah. And you shall eat the goodness of the land as the Lord provides for you. And they say, he leadeth me beside still waters. Without water, you cannot live. Is that not so? Without water, you cannot live. And water is actually life. And the Bible says that the Lord, when he leads me to go and drink water, they are not troubled waters. One day I was watching National Geographic and I saw one of these big animals going to drink water. And there were a group of animals, they were going to drink water from the river. Not knowing that a crocodile was actually, and we could see because the eye was on top of the water like that, but all the body was under. You get a submarine. And we're going to drink. As we were drinking, suddenly the crocodile jumped and took one of the animals into the water. And we saw that blood started coming. You thought you were going to drink water, not knowing that there was trouble in the water. But because the Lord is leading you, anything that is hiding in the water to spring a surprise on you, we bind it and it shall never happen in the name of Jesus. Hey, your water that you are going to drink too, not knowing that an enemy has come under the water, and because you are so hungry and you are leading yourself, you couldn't see. But the Lord will see all those. When you say he will make you lie down and lead you beside still waters, it means that all the crocodiles, all the frogs, all the snakes, all the germs and the parasites in the water, insects and all those things shall be taken care of and shall drink in peace in the name of Jesus. But I want you to notice something here today. As we let a master provider provide for us, what I want you to notice here is that he said that, you see, one of the ways that God shepherds us as sheep is that he leads us. You see, he leads us. That's why he's a shepherd. He's a shepherd so that he will lead us. And beloved, I want us as the sheep of his pasture to allow ourselves to be led. Do you get it? If you are a sheep, you must allow yourself for the shepherd to lead you. When the sheep, all of them are going this direction, you alone say you want to go here. Often you don't see this with sheep, isn't it? You see it with goats, giraffes, antelopes, deers and things like that, hippopotamus and things like that. You get it? And some hippopotamuses can be among the sheep. That's why I say some can be wolves in sheep clothing. You get it? So you must allow yourself to be led. In fact, Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, you get it, they are the sons of God. Or if you like, they are the children of God. They are the sheep of his pasture. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. In the Old Testament, people didn't have the Holy Spirit as we have it now, or we have him now. The Holy Spirit comes on a person and God uses the person, and then he will take it from a person and put on another person, or put on people to operate. Like Jesus gave the Spirit to the disciples and sent them out. You get it? Good. Now in our time, it is not like that. In our time, the Holy Spirit has been given to everyone who is born again. You get it? So that everyone can be part of the sheep that are being led by the shepherd. Every one of us. So every one of us have the code. You get it? To be led by God. Not one person. There are denominational directions, ministry directions, family directions, which God chooses a person and anoints for that direction. And there are directions also of life. As you as a person, that God has given you the Holy Spirit to be led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So now, every one of us could be led by the Holy Spirit. And that is what makes you a sheep. Hallelujah. That is what makes you a sheep. Now, the reason why it is important that you are led by the Spirit is that there are many other things that want to lead you. There are many other things. God wants to lead you. You get it? God wants to lead you. And he wants to lead you toward green pastures, beside still waters, to make goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. But there are other things that also want to lead you. That is why you need to know how to follow God as a sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10, he says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. So many kinds of voices in the world. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. And none of the voices is without signification. It means none of the voices is just there. All those voices are there for a reason. And what's the reason? To lead you. To lead you. And if you don't take it, depend on what you listen to, you may either be led by God to your shall not want, or be led by other things so that you want. Amen. And then you shall want. Hallelujah. Now let's go through a few of these competing voices and things that wants to lead you. Because the only way you shall not want is when the Lord is your shepherd. And the primary role of the shepherd is to lead you into where you have your provision. Lead you to where you can lie down in your room and you see green pastures all around you. Hey! Where you can peep through your window and see goodness and mercies have followed you all the days of your life. And some of you, when you look through your window, you see deserts. You see insects. You see things that are not to be seen. But from today, you shall look through your window. When I say look through your window, I'm not talking about you living in Los Angeles or living in Port Elizabeth. No. Or Cape Town. I'm talking of looking through your window to see your own compound, that it's just a blessing. Hallelujah. It's just a blessing. I was somebody who was living in the goodness of the Lord. And he led me to his lobby, a balcony. When I went to the balcony and I looked and I saw Ham and his children. Just by him was Ham and his children. I said, wow. In the midst of all this, God has set you apart and made you great. In the midst of all the confusion, God will set you apart and make you great in Jesus' name. So one of these voices which are competing to lead you is the voice of God. God wants to lead you. Hallelujah. The voice of God. Then, not only God who wants to lead you, but your flesh also wants to lead you. That is why we have something called the voice of the flesh. And many people have been led. Can you imagine if you are supposed to be led by your God? And then you are led by your flesh. Can you imagine the problems, the disaster, the tension, the confusion that will happen to you as you are going to get married? You came to church and you heard that beauty is vain, but the woman that feared the Lord she shall be praised. And then you heard it, and God was leading you that if you fear God, you shall be praised. And yet, as let me start from the man first. As the man looks at the woman, he doesn't take into consideration anything about God in the woman. He just sees raw beauty. Raw beauty. Which is what? Vain. Deceitful. Raw beauty. Look, some raw things are deceitful. But because you are led by your flesh, when you saw beauty, he said, what a beauty! Immediately you heard the voice, you thought you heard the voice of God telling you that this is the woman you should marry. Do you get it? Meanwhile, you just heard that the woman that feared the Lord, the woman that is a ministry shepherd, the woman that is a church planter, the woman that is a chorister, seriously, you just heard it all. But you bypass all those women and you saw a sunshine, black beauty, dark and lovely, somewhere. And then suddenly, your things started rising. He said, wow! When people are feeling God, you are feeling it in your body from the rising of the things of the sun. You are feeling. And say, wow. When she came around me, I felt the presence. You know, the presence you felt was the rise. Some things wanted to move. He said, you felt. What, you know what you are feeling? You are feeling lust. You are feeling lust. Hallelujah. If you are led by the buttocks, then the woman be led by God. You see a brother doing well, and then you look at it and say, no, me, this is what I want. You get it? So you can be led by the flesh. You can be led by the flesh even in the choice of job you take. One day a brother came to tell me that he's got a job. When he told me, I knew that he shouldn't take that job. Immediately I knew, but I said, no, I won't say anything. But if I say anything, he can easily think that I don't want him to do the job. But he was being led. He was being led by problems. And he was being led by, he has to, man must live. Man must eat. But, so he led himself. Eventually, he stopped the job. And I said, wow. Did you get it? Because I knew it. You see, and one of the things I'm beginning to see, look, many of you are getting married. You don't know what you are looking for. Do you get it? But one of the commonest things that I keep hearing these days is divorce. Among young married people, divorce. Do you get it? And you ask, where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? Why has it become so common amongst people? It only means that people are no longer being led. Do you get it? You see, when you are led by God, it's not the absence of issues. Do you get it? That's to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Do you understand? I shall fear. You see, if you are not being led by God, you go to the valley of the shadow of death, you see how you run away. You will see. You will see this, you will shake. But if you are being led by God, you see it. But you are calm. You are calm. Because you know that. That's why you can say God is in control. Do you get it? So, please take your time. You see, because as a pastor, I've seen several marriages that when they were about to marry, I told them, this will not work. Don't. And they didn't listen to me. They didn't listen to me. I said, don't. I see a problem. Don't. Some of you will get angry with me. And when you see them, but you two, you don't want people to be angry. So you have to force. Some as I'm officiating the wedding here, I wish I could tell them how they are kissing themselves. I wish I could take one head one and then. But as everybody, longest kiss by my head. Hey. Oh Lord, be merciful. Because you told them, they didn't listen. Amen. So many people are being led by the flesh into things, into jobs, into traveling. Look at Isaac. Once there was famine in the land, and then God told his father, Abraham, move to Egypt. And he moved. You get it? Another time, this same famine comes, and he wanted to do as the father did. This time God said, don't move. Stay and show. This is what we call being led by God. Being led by God on daily basis. And you can say that the Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not want. Therefore, I shall not want. Many of you are wanting in peace in marriage. Problems in marriage. Because you didn't allow God to shepherd you into that marriage, into that job. Because what there is a voice of the flesh. Voice of the flesh wants you to look big. Want you to look good suddenly. Everybody feel like, hey, this is about, you see, have self-control and allow God to lead you. Hallelujah. Then this other wants to lead you, the voice of the mind. This same miracle can be an obstruction for you. This same miracle. But the mind is a great miracle. If you know how complex the human mind is. Very great miracle. And yet, it can also destroy you. That's why the Bible says, a certain mind must be in you. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. A certain mind must be in you. And that's why God said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Even though you have a mind, you should have a certain mindset. You should have a certain mindset. You should have a mind to accept what comes from God. And many of you, what makes you not follow God is your mind. When a thing comes, you play table tennis. Even as you are listening to me, you are playing table tennis. I'm sure somebody has caught you. You are playing table tennis with a girl you want to marry now. And say, even though the buttocks is nice, but I think that is from God. Even though there's but you too, your wife is nice. You too didn't look at your wife's buttocks. You too didn't look at your wife. You too didn't look at your wife. You too this. You too that. You play. And your mind is playing table tennis. You have turned yourself to Serena Williams in the church. You are playing table tennis in your mind. So what I'm saying is not entering your spirit too. You have filtered it here already. That look at the pastor today, whose wife is not nice. Look at Pastor Marcy's wife. Look at this person. Everybody look at something. Have we told you we didn't look at anything? I'm only telling you that be led by the Spirit. So you look and you are led. But even Bible says, watch. Watch. Hey. Who knows a year who test? Watch. That's all. And when you watch and pray, na eye utesia, eye nyame adom a. Ohun. Na at all lines so. Because God knows we are but flesh. A man looketh on the outside. It's God who looks on the inside. But then by the Spirit of God, you can also get a glimpse of looking in the inside. And sometimes we can use certain things to look at the inside. You know, people can pretend anyway. People can pretend anyway. But you can still see by something. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. You can still see by some people can pretend. Say amen. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to give you a filter. So the voice of the mind is a powerful thing. You know? The mind is the one that doesn't make you pay your tithe. The mind is, see, because your mind, this philosophy, psychology, and all the G and all the, you see, that mind is not capable of understanding all the things beyond into the realm of God. So you have to have a certain mindset. That mindset makes you even accept things you don't understand. So far as it's coming from God, you don't understand. But it doesn't make common sense. But it makes a certain kind of, you know, some things are weird. Do you get it? Some things are weird. Those places, your mind is also needed. Do you get it? Common sense is also needed at times. Say amen. The voice of a prophet. And by the way, the voice of the prophet may not necessarily be the voice of God. The voice of the prophet may not necessarily be the voice of God. I have seen prophet Balaam, who was a prophet, but he was carrying in his mouth the word of the devil. To the extent that even his donkey had to talk to him. And he was still moving on. So the mere fact that the person says, I am a prophet, or thus saith the Spirit of God, does not necessarily mean it's from God. Peter, just a few minutes ago, had told Jesus a revelation. Jesus told Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Wow! What a reveal. Major one. Then, after a short time, Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan! Satan has managed to enter this one who has given a powerful prophetic revelation. Has managed to enter. That's why the Bible said, let one or two speak and let the rest judge. And how do you judge? You judge by the Spirit of God. You filter by the Word of God. Hallelujah. But then the voice of the prophet is also leading. Real voice of the prophet lead us. Hallelujah. Many things have happened. Say, wow, I didn't know. When you said, I didn't know. But look at what has happened to me. Amen. Then the voice of the Bible. The voice of the Bible. If time permits, we'll count the voice of the Bible again. But then the voice of your friends. The voice of your friends. Look, no matter who you are, the company you keep is very important. The company, the people around you, the things they say to you, the advice they give to you, it has an effect on you. That's why you have to be careful about the people you choose. They have a voice in your life. But then realize it has affected you. It has affected you. But that's what the Bible said, that evil communication corrupts good manners. Hallelujah. Bad company will spoil your character. Hallelujah. So the voice of your friends, because you'll be surprised that as we are listening to this message, some people have different minds. When you go, they will give their opinion through their voices. They'll give their opinion. If you don't take care, but already your prophet, your pastor, the Bible is leading you, and then your friends are telling you something else. And by the time you realize you are being led by what they are telling you, not what God is telling you. Amen. And then the voice of your parents. The voice of your parents. It's a very powerful voice, but still it's not God's voice. But it has the potential also to carry God's blessings. So you need to also know. Then the voice of your spirit. You see, not the voice of God, or the voice of the spirit of God. The voice of your spirit. You yourself are a human being and you have a spirit. So your spirit also has a say. Then the voice of your spouse. Hey, why? The voice of your spouse. It can also lead you. Some of you should have been pastors by now. You should have been shepherds by now. But your beloved told you that, me, I can't live this type of life. I cannot share you with anybody. And I want you to be home. I want you to be home. And all those things. So immediately, your life was fashioned by this. Because if you are a pastor, if you are a person in lighthouse, you don't go home when you close. Me, I want to have siesta. Me, I want to have this. Me, I want to have this. It's a voice. It's a voice. You need to give shepherdorial care. A voice can tell that, why do you only give care to slim women? Meanwhile, probably it has not even occurred to you. It has not even occurred to you, but a voice, suddenly you start noticing slim women in the church. One day, a pastor was praying for people. Take it one, take it two, take it three. Ashes, you are too slow. Oh, the pastor was enjoying the Holy Spirit. When he finished and he sat down, when everybody was happy, they've clapped, they were not finishing. The wife looked at him. She was not amused at all. Then the wife said, how come everybody you laid hands on, I noticed that you didn't change, but when you got to this girl, she counted the number of minutes you spent. How come you spent maybe 71.102 seconds? Because I was timing you. Hey! Now, can you imagine if a voice of your spouse tells you this? And then this sheep calls you in the middle of the motorway that I need my shepherd. Would you have the peace of mind to go? You won't go. But then you realize you have been led by your spouse. You have been led by your spouse. Some men have taken up some jobs, taken up some activities that they should never have taken, except that they listen to the voice of the wife. Haven't you seen?
Darling! This is, I'm not happy with you at all. In those days that when you come, you do this, and I'm just, this is it. No. This day is not going to be like that again.
Oh, why? Why are you spoiling the atmosphere? Are we turning away?
You see, I saw Pastor Bellings' wife. All of them, they have wearing new shoes. This shoe that I'm wearing, you yourself, you have seen that even I've started having problems with my calf is something that I have a hamstring. I'm pulling my arms because the shoe, please, I need you.
And the man doesn't have money. And now these days when it's always, now he has to try and look for money. Hey. The voice is talking. Spoils everything. If Abraham was going to be led by his wife, we would not be here today talking about Abraham's promises are mine. So you have to be stronger. You have to be very strong to lead. Husbands, lead your home by the Spirit. Husbands, lead what? Lead your home by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Wives, follow by the Spirit. And then help your husband to lead by the Spirit. That means pray. Amen. So the voice, the voice of your spouse alone, that's why the woman was timing. As when you came to this alone, you preach for 5 minutes, but the others, this, then that, and that. You see, I told you, when it comes to women and wives and things, that's how they talk. It's like the wives, we there, who will talk for we the woman? Who will talk for we the woman? We need to go and see Lady Pastor Olivia to start a women's agitation wing. The voice of the Women's Association of the Church. So we can speak some. When we Lady Pastor Olivia preach to give voice to the voice of the voiceless. You see, it's being led by what? Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Then the voice of circumstances. You see, many of us, we think that we are following God, but we are actually following circumstances. We are being directed by things standing around us. Things that have happened to us is what is leading us. Like somebody will say, "As for me, I fear man, fear woman, and live long." Fear woman. Why? Because of something that happened some time ago in somebody's marriage, somebody's life. Now say, fear woman and live long. Hey! And you are led by those things. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Then the voice of your own will. The voice of your own. You see, some of you, before you came to God, you knew what you wanted. You get it? When you're saying, "Lord, thy will be done," you had your own will. You had your own will. But you say, you're also, you, everybody has a will. Even Jesus told God, "Lord, if thou wilt, let this cup pass from me." You see, so he said that was the will of Jesus, that this will empower. But nevertheless, not as I will. So it means that as he will, he would have said, "Look, I don't want to leave Peter. I don't want to look all these guys around. Lord, you know, I may have to marry. And marry, oh, you said marriage is good and all those things. So if you will, but not as I will, your will be done." So everybody has his will. But there comes a time where the will of God must be superimposed on your will for your life. This is what you would like to do, but that's what God is asking you to do. Through whatever way you have found the will of God, do it. Do you get it? It will lead you to what? Beside still waters. That thing will lead you beside still waters. So we all have our will. But let his will. That's why I see somebody, you tell them, you say, "No, this is what I want to do." You will talk and talk and talk and talk. After you finish talking, they will come back to where you started. They will come back to what they want to do via will. Hallelujah. It will not lead you beside still waters. Amen. And that's when I hear people who say that, "Oh, me, my temperament is this, my temperament," I tell my friend, there's nowhere in the Bible that says be led by your temperament. Just as you know your flesh. You know what the flesh is. Do you know the ways of the flesh? Do you know? Sure. The ways of the flesh. Can you mention one to me? Fornication. What else? Adultery. What else? Envy. What else? Anger. And all those. They are there. And yet, Bible says, be led by the Spirit. He said, be led by the Spirit. And so your temperament too is there. Anytime your temperament is leading you, it means that you are less of the Holy Spirit. Hey, me, I'm a collector, so I talk by heart, my friend. I'm a collector. That's why you are talking by heart, because if you are controlled by the Holy Spirit, me, I'm melancholic, so I'm moody. Moody. You can be in the house 3 days. You say neither good nor evil. You say neither good nor evil. Neither good nor evil. That's what you say. And then you are moody. You see, if you are able to be moody from sunrise to sunset, then you are not being led by this. You are being led by your temperament. You're being led by your temperament. Because at one point, the Spirit of God will speak to your heart and say, look, don't let the sun go down on your moodiness. He has to see, she has to see that I'm not happy. She has to see that I'm not happy. Hey! Tell your friend, be led by the Spirit. Hey, I think today I'm being led by the Spirit to preach, because I didn't intend to say all these things. But I'm sure you have been blessed in Jesus' name. Say amen. There's no way that says, see, if you are led by the Spirit of God in your marriage, you lie down in green pastures. You lie there, wake up in the bosom of your wife, in the bosom of your husband. You enjoy life. You are led by the Spirit. You see still waters. Still waters in your marriage. Your husband will come home and say, hello, sweetheart. I miss you, ma. I'm sure if you ask, some of you say, hey, and they be seen, and they be who? We be seen, and they be who? It's already right, yes. You are playing table tennis with me. But be led by the Spirit! Be led by the Spirit. One day, you will hear mwah. How if you want to, hear mwah? Darling! Don't faint when you hear it. Don't faint. Hey! No. It's your darling who has come home. Say amen. Amen. But stop the leading by your temperament, by your emotions, by your this and by your that. Be led by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. And let things go. The Spirit will tell you, hey. Say amen. May you be led by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. So by the grace of God, if the Lord leads, next week we continue. Last week I gave one example of supernatural provision. I was going to give you another one. But don't worry, as many as are led, I think what I've said today is enough to lead us beside still waters. It's enough. Amen. Anytime anything goes before the word of God, know that it's not by the Spirit. So me, when certain things are coming to my mind, I just tell myself that even if, you know, sometimes when you are angry, when you are thinking, certain things can come to your mind, you should be there to know that this is not from the Spirit. It's not from the Spirit. Don't even think about it. Do you get it? Don't even think about it. It's not from the Spirit. So why should you think about it? Why should you dwell on it? Why, by the time you realize something else has entered into your mind. So just, those are the things you should not even play table tennis, throw away from your mind, and that's why you can have rest for your soul. Say amen. Amen. So God bless you. God make you to see good days in your life, as you have decided to follow God and to serve Him, may He make you lie down in green pastures, and may He lead you every day, every hour, every minute, step by step. Probably the steps of a good man are ordered of God. May He lead you step by step into his provisions, where goodness and mercies shall follow you at the interview. Goodness and mercy shall follow you at the negotiations. Goodness and mercy shall follow you when you are going to do your trade, when you are going to work, when you are going to sleep, when you are going to seek favor, when you are going to do anything, write an exam. Goodness and mercy shall follow you at the visa application or whatever place they go for it. Goodness and mercy shall follow you every day of your life as you follow God, as you serve him. Father, I thank you for every one single sheep here who is a sheep of your pasture, that he or she will enjoy the shepherding skills of Jehovah, will enjoy the shepherding skills of Jehovah, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd himself, the good shepherd himself. Every one of us will enjoy that skill in the name of the Lord Jesus. May we not say that God is our shepherd and yet lack peace, lack progress, lack anything emotionally, spiritually, physically in our lives. May we say the Lord is our shepherd and see the goodness that comes from being led by God. That is why I pray, oh God, that every single person here who is not working and needs to work, because you are his or her shepherd, provide a job for the person in the name of Jesus. Provide that job. Who lacks favor and mercy, who has nobody to speak for him or her to get that job, to get that contract. Lord, if you are his shepherd, and you are indeed our shepherd, then speak on his behalf. Let the unnatural happen, that by the time they realize, because of you, that favor has come to him or her. In the name of Jesus! Thank you that we are not alone. We are protected. We are covered by you. You are the one who comforts us in the midst of stress or whatever. You comfort us, and your presence is always with us. We thank you. We give you praise. What a wonderful week. What a wonderful week you are giving to us this week. In the name of Jesus, put your hands together for Jehovah, the great shepherd, the great provider, the chief shepherd, and the good shepherd for your soul, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Deep, 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 deep down in your heart, you know that you are not saved. You know you are not born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to say, please, Pastor, pray for me. I want to make God my shepherd. I want to be led by God. I want to be born again. And I want God to forgive me of my sins. So you want to say, Pastor, please pray for me to give my life to Jesus. Do you want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus? And for just forgive you of all your sins and wash with his blood. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
Because I'm forgiven.
Because I'm forgiven.
And because by the blood of Jesus.
And because by the blood of Jesus.
I am born again.
I am born again.
And I'm your child.
And I'm your child.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.